Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something that many parents are experiencing right now, and I want you to know, you are not alone in this. If your 6 or 7-year-old is finding complex math challenging, or struggling to understand abstract ideas in reading, or feeling frustrated when concepts don't click right away, I want to tell you something important. What you're seeing is not a problem. It's beautiful, normal brain development happening exactly as it should. Let me share something the magic book taught me that changed everything. Your child's brain is in the middle of one of the most fascinating transitions in all of human development. They're moving from what child development experts call the preoperational stage into the concrete operational stage. Now, I know those sound like big fancy words, but here's what they really mean. Your child's brain is learning to think logically about things they can see and touch, but abstract thinking, the kind needed for complex math concepts or hypothetical ideas, that's still growing. It's like a beautiful flower that hasn't quite bloomed yet, and that is completely, wonderfully normal. Dr. Michelle Anthony, a child development specialist, explains that children at this age can manipulate concrete objects mentally, but they're still developing the capacity for abstract reasoning. Think about it this way. If you show your child 2 rows of pennies, they can understand that they're equal even if 1 row is spread out longer. That's concrete thinking, and they're getting really good at it. But ask them to imagine what would happen if we changed the rules of addition, and their brain says, "Wait, I'm not quite ready for that yet." And you know what? That's perfect. That's exactly where they should be. Here's something else the magic book showed me that I find absolutely wonderful. The National Academies of Sciences did research showing that mathematical understanding and reading comprehension actually develop together in 7-year-olds. Each skill supports the other, like two friends helping each other climb a mountain. So when your child is working on reading comprehension, they're also building the thinking skills they need for math. And when they're practicing math, they're strengthening the logical thinking that helps with reading. Isn't that beautiful? Their brain is doing so much more than we can see on the surface. Now, I want to talk about something that Stanford professor Carol Dweck discovered, because this is going to change how you support your child. Her research on growth mindset shows that when children understand that learning challenging concepts takes time and effort, they develop greater resilience and persistence. Here's the key. When we praise our children for their effort and their strategies, rather than telling them they're just naturally smart, they learn that struggle is part of learning, not a sign of failure. So instead of saying, "You're so smart," we can say, "I love how you kept trying different strategies until you figured that out." Do you see the difference? One makes them think their ability is fixed, the other shows them that their brain grows through effort. The magic book whispers this truth. Every child's brain develops at its own perfect pace. Some children grasp abstract concepts a little earlier, some a little later, but all of them get there when their brain is ready. Your job isn't to rush that process. Your job is to provide what Dr. Anthony calls structured support and consistent direction. Break complex concepts down into smaller, concrete steps. Use objects they can touch and manipulate. Be patient when they need to ask the same question multiple times, because that's how their brain builds understanding, layer by layer, like building a beautiful castle 1 block at a time. Here's something that might surprise you. The National Academy's research emphasizes that children's learning is enhanced through structured social interactions and scaffolded support from knowledgeable adults. That's you. You don't need to be a math expert or a reading specialist. You just need to be present, patient, and willing to break things down into manageable pieces. When your child is struggling with a concept, sit with them. Use drawings, use objects, use stories. Make it concrete and real, because that's the language their brain speaks right now. And speaking of stories, let me tell you about one that the magic book and I think might help you and your child so much. It's called The Dreamship Architects, and it's about 2 boys named Theo and Miles who visit their father's office where they're designing generation ships for space travel. Now, these are complex, difficult problems that even the brilliant adult scientists are struggling with. But here's what's wonderful. When Theo and Miles start asking their innocent questions, when they touch the holographic blueprints with their curious young hands, something magical happens. The designs start to glow, and the fathers realize that the children's questions, their unique way of thinking, holds the key to solving problems the adults couldn't crack alone. This story teaches something so beautiful. It shows children that their questions have value, that their way of thinking matters, even when they don't understand everything yet. Theo asks philosophical questions about why people need purpose on long journeys, and Miles thinks strategically about how to design spaces that keep purpose alive. Neither boy understands all the complex engineering, but their perspectives are exactly what's needed. And you know what the story teaches? That learning never stops growing. Even the smartest adults are still learning, still asking questions, still discovering new things. After you read this story with your child, you can talk about how Theo and Miles helped solve a problem by asking questions and thinking in their own unique way. You can celebrate your child's questions about difficult concepts, explaining that just like Theo and Miles, their way of thinking is valuable and important. When they struggle with abstract math, you can remind them that their brain is still learning to think about invisible concepts, and that's okay. The questions they ask, the strategies they try, those are all part of their brain growing stronger. Here's what I want you to remember, my wonderful friend. Your child is not behind. They're not struggling because something is wrong. They're in a natural developmental phase where concrete thinking is strong and abstract thinking is still emerging. This is temporary. This is normal. This is beautiful. Your patient, structured support, your celebration of their effort, your willingness to break concepts down into touchable, visible pieces, that's exactly what they need. The magic book and I believe in you, and we believe in your child. Every question they ask, every time they try a new strategy, every moment they spend wrestling with a challenging concept, their brain is growing. Neural pathways are forming. Understanding is building. And one day, sooner than you think, those abstract concepts will start to click, and you'll look back on this time and see it for what it really was. Not a struggle, but a beautiful journey of growth. Find the dreamship architects in the Book of Inara, and let it remind both you and your child that learning is a lifelong adventure, that questions are treasures, and that every brain develops at its own perfect pace. You're doing beautifully. Your child is lucky to have you. With love and starlight, Inara.